Okay. So tonight I want to speak about a Pesach topic. The last time we're meeting before Pesach. Next Thursday night we have Zika Summit, so I think we might be otherwise occupied. Or various other Erev Yom Tov needs. So I want to speak about a subject that's important in terms of, not of the Seder, but in terms of Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz. And that is the question of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, only Chametz on Erev Pesach. Next Friday is Erev Pesach. It's a unique din, because, or unique subject, because next Friday is not Pesach. I mean, Pesach, the Yom Tov Pesach begins Friday night. And suddenly we have certain dinim related to Pesach which seem to take effect already on Erev Pesach, which is unique. The truth is, when the Torah calls something Pesach, Torah means what we call Erev Pesach. Biblical Hebrew, Pesach refers to the day that the Korban Pesach was brought. And Chag HaMatzos is the Yontif that we call Pesach, that begins Friday night. But we refer to the Yontif of Pesach, Erev Pesach, the next Friday. Lechora has no particular Kedusha to it for us. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, it brought the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. But it's not Pesach, and yet we'll see certain restrictions of Pesach apply. So the Torah says in the first of the source, I apologize, some of the sheets got cut off by the machine. So we'll make our best. The first of the sources says in Parshas Bo, Shmos Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yutes, Shivas Yomim, Seor Lo Yimotze Vatechem, Kicho Ochel Machmetzes, Nichus HaNefeshi Me'adasio, Vagir Vezer Heart, says for 7 days, and Allah have Seor, Seor means leaven, a leavening agent, we'll just translate it for now as Chometz, so we'll leave it at that for now, and Allah, Seor Lo Yimotze Vatechem, you can't have any Chometz found in your possession, in your home. Yeah, that's in Issa, which referred to sometimes as Baal Yimotze, Baal Beis Lama, not Baal, like owner, but Baal, not, you shall not, Baal Yimotze. So there's an Issa of Baal Yimotze. And then, a little later, in the next parak, parak Yud Gimel, Posuk Zion, source 2, it says, Matzos Yechel, Eshu Asherman, Velo Yeiro Elecho Chametz. You can't have be seen. That's the Isser. You can't have Chomet seen in your property, in your possessions on Pesach. Together, those two are called Bal Yeroi and Bal Yimotze. Okay, why we say Bal Yeroi first when it's the second and the Pesukim is an interesting question? We should call it Bal Yimotze and Bal Yeroi. That's the order of the Pesukim. But okay, we call it Bal Yeroi and Bal Yimotze. Good? So if you take a look in Source 3, the Rambam tells us in Parak Aleph, Vilchos Chomet Matzah, Locha Aleph. Someone who eats chametz on Pesach from the beginning of the 15th of Nisan, next Friday night, until the 21st, right? 7 days, according to the Torah, it's 7 days. So your chayav kares, you do it on purpose. As the pasuk says, ki chol ochel chametz v'nichrisa, I didn't quote the pasuk, but the pasuk says that the punishment is kares. V'shogeg chayav komen chatas kua. Okay, and v'shogeg, it's a chatas, not chayav kares. And then it says, Echad ochel v'echad malachav v'shosa. Well, you eat chametz, so you soften it up and you drink it somehow, it's the same issur. That's halacha aleph. Okay, so on Pesach and all chametz, it becomes in the category we call machalos asurus. There are other machalos asurus in the world. Not allowed to eat non-kosher meat, not allowed to eat non-kosher fish, non-kosher birds, not allowed to eat basar v'cholav, other things you're not allowed to eat. So this is another thing just for this week of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Then the Rambam says in halacha beis, the chametz b'pesach osur b'hanor. In addition to not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to get any benefit from chametz on Pesach. That's already not true of all other machalos asurim. There's no particular issur or hand of the rice anyway to get the hanah from pork. I can sell pork to a non-Jew, make a profit. I'll say you shouldn't make that your standard business, but the truth is, even today, in the slaughterhouses, when they shech the behemoths to make a kosher animal, sometimes they find a problem with the lung or with some other inner part of the animal. It's not kosher. It's a trade, but it's a good piece of meat. So they sell it to the non-Jews. They have a partnership in the slaughterhouse with a non-Jewish meat purveyor. So they sell it to him. That's okay. That's what's that's your parnasa, but that's what they do. They can sell it. So there's no issur hanor. But chametz on Pesach, the Rambam tells us also hanor. Shneimar lo ye ochel chametz. Chametz shall not be eaten. The word lo ye achel means lo ye bohet achila. That's understood. You're not allowed to get hanor from it. Although it's not true of all machalos asurus, it is true of other machalos asurus besides chametz. For example, basar v'cholav. Okay, basar v'cholav, not allowed to eat meat and milk, a mixture of meat and dairy, but not allowed to get hanor from it either. So that's still not unique to chametz. Kilei karam also. But then the Rambam says, "V'hameniya chometz berushuso bePesach, afo pishalo ochlo over b'shnei lav mishenemar loyel chasor and shalom yomotzei ba'yirah ba'yomotzei." Again, he quotes the psukim you know, out of order. But anyway, the point being is that by raw, by mosa, you're not able to have in your possession. And that's already unique to chametz. There's no iser to have in your home a cheeseburger. I don't think it's a good idea because you may eat it by mistake, but there's no iser per se of owning non-kosher meat and having it in your possession. Or someone else, you know, gave it to you and so on. Okay, but someone gave it to you and it's yours. Right? You have non-kosher food in your house, you're not in violation of any din. That's not true on Pesach. So we have an iser of achila on chametz, an iser on owning chametz, an iser on getting, an iser of achila, an iser hanah, and an iser of owning chametz. That's by your own, by your own. Then the Rambam goes on to explain why one place says chametz. And so anyway, the Ravid speaks about the differences between the chametz and so on, which we don't need to go into right now. But anyway, those are the surim of Bal Yeroah and Bal Yimotze. Now, if you look at the next source number four, because of this issue to have in your possession chametz on Pesach, the Mishnah, the very beginning of the Masechta, Tav Beis Med Aleph, says, source number four, the Mishnah, or our boss are both going to say chametz, Lor on air. The eve of the 14th, that's next Thursday night this year, right? You have better search to make sure you have takano chametz in the house. That's why we have a mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz darabonim. Darabonim set up this mitzvah to avoid, so you should avoid having chasitz and have chametz in your possession. You better search your house, okay, by the light of a candle. And Rashi explains in the next source why Rashi says, bodkin, why, the third Rashi, shalo yabo ola b'vayiro, b'yamotze, the purpose of bedika, the purpose of searching for chametz in advance of Pesach, is to make sure, Taka, that you're not going to end up in violation of b'yiro, b'yamotze, having this chametz in your house on Pesach. That's the whole purpose of searching for the chametz. Okay. Now, if you look at the next source, the Rambam tells us, the Pasuk tells us, look at the next source, source 6 and then the pages. Parashat Bo again, Parakut based Pasuk Tezvot. Shivus Yamim Matzos. So that's a losasa, right? With two losasa. Ba Yoroh, Ba Yamotze, based on which the Chachazal instituted to have a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. So as Rashi says, Shalom Yavro, Ba Yoroh, Ba Yamotze. But in addition to that, there is also a mitzvah sase. The Torah says in Parakut based Pasuk Tezvot, Parashat Bo and Shmos, Shivus Yamim Matzos Tochelu, fine. Ach Ba Yomarishon Tashbisu Seorim Batechem. On the first day, that's what we're trying to do in a moment, Tashbisu, the mitzvah's assay of Tashbisu, dispose of, get rid of. Okay, there's a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. Because whoever eats chametz, the Pasuk says, kichol ocha chametz, etc., the nichus ha-nefesh, that's where it says that you get the punishment of kares. Now Rashi right away tells us, what do you mean get rid of it on the first day? The first day is already yantiv. So Rashi tells us, in the next source, Rashi says, "Achmei Roshan Tashbis is or me'erev yontif." Means erev yontif. V'kari harishon l'fishu lifnei hashiva. It's a little odd that it calls it the first day. It's not the first day. It means in advance of the first day, or by the first day. You know, it's the first in the series. And he says, he calls other places, "Matzino mukdom kari rishon." Okay, sometimes when it's early, we call that first. Okay, a technical question why it says called the first day. But l'maisa means getting rid of the chametz on erev Pesach, right before the holiday arrives. Okay, now, how do we know that that's true? How are we sure that that's true? Maybe Taka means get rid of it on the first day, sometime on the first day. Who says it's... So he says no, because we have another din. The Rashi quotes there. He says, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says later, Lo Sishchat al Chometz, Lo Sishchat al-Pesach daim Chometz Kaim. There is a Pasuk that tells us you're not allowed, we'll get back to the Pasuk in a second, to Shech, the Karban Pesach, when you still have Chometz in your possession. We'll get back to that. But what does that show? When was the Korban Pesach brought? On Erev Pesach. So it means you got it. So first day can't mean the first day of Yontif, because then how do you bring the Korban Pesach to the Chametz? So obviously it means prior to that. That's the Rashi telling us. We'll get back to this in a second.
That's why it's called the first day, because it's when the first time they brought the Korban Pesach.
Well, it's still a little strange. Again, the language is strange, but that's what it says. Now, the Gemara then says, okay, in the next source, number 8, Gemara says in Pesachim Dalma Beis, Amar Abaye, Trei Kori Ksivi. Okay, there are two Psukim. Yeah, on the one hand, it says, Ksiv Shivas Yamim Sor Loi Motzu Vatechem. Ksiv Achba Morishon Tashbisu Sor Vatechem. So it says, it's another point, it's got to be, you can't say it's the first day. You can't say that when it says Achba Morishon Tashbisu, it means the first day of Yamim. Okay, that I get rid of in the first day, but it can't mean that because the pasuk says, as the Abaye points out, it says shivus yamim seor lo yimotzei v'atechem. You're not allowed to have any chametz in your possession the 7 days of the holiday, which as Rashi says the next line. Rashi says shivus yamim seor lo yimotzei v'atechem. Pesachim dalam beis afilu shah achas b'toch shivus yamim. Even for 1 minute, for 1 moment. So if it says in the Torah you're not allowed to have chametz in possession for the entire 7-day period of the holiday, how could the mitzvah to get rid of it be on the first day of Yontif? Well, you have to get rid of it the first second, right? Because the moment you, some time went on, you were in violation already, right? Because it's Shiva's Yomim, so I'm not to take him. As right, I feel Shah Achas, but Tokhash Yomim, Ksiv Achon Tashmizo. Hari Shah, or Shah Achas. And then you waited at least a moment, okay, even if the mitzvah to get rid of it in the evening, but it would be at least a little bit into Yontif, and that can't be, because it says you can't have it for 7 days. Therefore, okay, such a must mean, as the Gemara concludes, Lirabos arba salabir, that the disposal of the chametz, the destruction of the chametz, has got to be on the 14th. It's got to be. Either word by Yom Rishon, so we'll figure out why the Torah uses the word by Yom Rishon, but it must be. Otherwise, Yom Rishon can't be the first day of Yontif, because then, by definition, those two things just don't go together. Not having chametz in possession for the entire 7-day unit can't go together with destroy your chametz on the first day, because then you had it for part of the 7-day unit. Otherwise, how could you destroy it, right? So that's what the Gemara says. That's one point. The other point, the other Gemara, okay, you look in the next source, 10, the Pasuk says, which Rashi, there it says, means, the next source, Rashi says, you know what it means? It means lo sishchat, shmos parakalam adal pasuk chafei. Lo sishchat, that's a pesach v'adayin chametz kayim. So you have this issue as well. So that's another proof that the disposal of the chametz must be when on erev Pesach. It's got to be okay. Number one, because it says shiva shalom, you can't have it in your possession, like we just said before. The gemara daf dalet, and then you have this pasuk which tells you you can't bring the carbon pesach at a time when you can't bring the carbon pesach at a time when chametz is still in your possession. So lemaisa, it's got to be that you get rid of it before. Okay, that's what comes out. So therefore,
except that in the other Rashi,
yeah, that's right. Two Rashi. Okay, so now if we look at the next page, right, regarding the carbon pesach itself, when was the carbon pesach brought? So the Torah tells us. Source 12, Perikud Beis Pasuk Gvod. The Torah tells us. They would check the carbon pesach bein arbaim, and Rashi explains the next source. What does bein arbaim mean? Mishay shol salamala kar bein arbaim. The 6 hours day on, we call the afternoon after midday. That's bein arbaim. So you got to definitely get rid of your chametz by then, because you can bring the carbon pesach at that point. Right, if you're supposed to bring a carbon pesach bein arbaim anytime after the 6th hour, and so the Rambam tells us, okay, we actually go back, because the Gemara really says, in the next source, the Gemara says, in Pesachim Dav Hem and Aleph, that's where Rashi got it from, Rava Omer Mehalcha, okay, Rava says, Lo Sishcha L'chametz Dam Zivchi, Lo Sishcha L'Pesach Adayin Chametz Kaim. So 1 second, maybe that means each individual person, when he brings the carbon Pesach, has to get rid of his chametz. That's the Gemara's Avamina. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishochet. Right, maybe each person. You know, the Torah tells us that there were 3 shifts when they brought the carbon pesach on our pesach in the afternoon. The early birds came and they packed in the basement, they closed the doors.
Until
the end of the day, till everyone's done. But they would bring in the first group, the first group people, they'd pack them and then they'd close the doors. And the next group would have to wait. Okay, then they'd get them through and the next group would come in. And the third group, I know which group I'd be in for sure, the third group. For sure, right? but the Yekas will be there for the first one, right? It depends what your background is. But anyway, so maybe the Gemara says, Kol chad v'chad kishochet. Maybe every person does when he gets rid of the chametz. No, Zman Shechita Marachmana. Tanan Hochi, Achbar Hashem Toshvitz, Horeb Atechem, Erev Yontev, or Wein Alob Miyom Tev Atzmo, Tamad Loma, Lo Sishra Al-Chomet, Zidam Zivchi, Lo Sishra Al-Zapet, Zodai Al-Chomet Zchaim, Diver Bishmol, etc. And as Rashi says, the next source, Rashi says in 15, Lo Sishcha Lachomit, Ushchitas Pesach, Zman Metchila Sheva Shu Ben Arbay, the beginning of the 7th hour of the day, after midday, etc., when the sun begins to move towards the sky, and so on. Anyway, when we put it all together, it's clear that the disposal of the chametz has to be done when? On Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to own chametz past midday on Erev Pesach. Yeah. Okay? So far, so good. Now, yeah.
Was happening, or people really came to Har Habayis, they left their houses days or weeks before any of this was going on.
Many people, yeah, you live far away, you mean. Yes, you have to have gotten rid of
the day away.
Yeah, I'm saying, but you have to have gotten rid of your chametz by then.
So they had to actually do the whole...
Well, That's an interesting question. In other words, in those days, the final disposal of the chametz is the bittul, you know, when you declare that it's not yours anymore. They would do it that day, yeah. But they would have to check the homes before they left. Yeah. What's that? Right, right. That's you can't have any chametz. Now they could have. Right now, even if they came early, they could have brought chametz with them to eat. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, now let's take a look at the Rambam in 16. Rambam tells us in Hilchos Chometz Matzah Perek Beis Aloch Aleph, Mitzvos Aseh Min HaTorah LaHashpis HaChometz Kodem Zman Ichar Isur Achiloso. The Isur of eating chometz, okay, the Isur of eating chometz, you got to get rid of the chometz Kodem Zman Isur Achiloso. Shneimar Bar Yom Rishon Tashbishus Or Avotechem Upi Hashmul Amdu Sharishon Zehu Yom Arbosar. Strictly speaking, it would seem that the Isur of eating chometz doesn't go into effect until nightfall. Iser v'achilas chametz. It's a Pesach din. So one day before Pesach arrives, no iser chametz. Why should it be iser chametz? And yet we learn that the mitzvah of disposing your chametz takes effect before the actual iser achilas sets in. By definition, you're not allowed to eat it because you can't have it anymore. You can't own it anymore. But I mean, that's the Rambam writes. Kodem zman achiloso. And he says the Chazal understood that the proper time to get rid of the chametz is the 14th. We call Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and Raya LaDover is because you can't Moshishcha at Chapesach V'dayin Chometz Kaim Moshchitas HaPesach Yom Arbos Arachar Chatzos. Okay, so it comes out then that starting on midday of Erev Pesach, now we have the Rabbanan made it earlier than midday, you know, 10:51 or whatever. I don't know, I look at the Luach, I looked at it, I set up my shoe, I forgot, whatever time it is. So Rabbanan made it a little earlier than midday. But Midoraisa, the Isser of Achil of Chometz takes effect, and the Isser of having Chometz in possession really takes effect at midday. Chazal asked eating a little early, and they say got 2 hours before, and the disposal has got to be 1 hour before. So you look each year, whatever time it'll be.
So okay? the disposal is Chatzot, but it sounds like you're saying Deraisa Achil is really up until.
Well, again, we'll talk about it, but you can't eat it if you don't have it.
So are you over just.
Yeah, so let's see. So the thing is like this. We're going to see later that there's an issa to eat chametz. Some hold there's an issa doraisa ready to eat chametz. I mean, everyone holds, but the question is where does it come from? We'll see. Okay, now, what's interesting is that the Rambam tells us the following in the next source, 17. Hilchos Chometz Matzah Perek Gimel now, Halacha Zayin. First he tells us... first he tells us that Kishagomer Livdok, when you finish searching, in Badak Velel Arbasa, whatever you search, Kodem Shesho, sometime before the sixth hour, Tarak Levato Kochomet. That's what we call Kol Chamir Vechamir. You make that declaration. I should say it in English, you understand English better than Aramaic. The idea is to understand, it's not a tefillah. The idea is to understand what you're saying. I say in Aramaic, that's a tradition. I say in English afterwards. No, I understand English better than I say in Aramaic. So you should say it in a language you understand. Anyway, you make the I'm a prince in Hebrew. The Omer, Kol Chomet, Sheesh Bershusi, Shelo Risi, Velo Yidaiti, Vahare Hubato, Vahare Kofar, and so on. Aval Im Bodok Mitchila Sheesho Zomala, En Yochel Avato. Okay, what if you forgot, you were stuck, something happened, and you didn't do Badika until you Erev Pesach in the afternoon after the sixth hour? You can no longer get away with Bitul. You have to get rid of your chametz, but you can't just nullify it, okay? That's an important point. Okay, part of getting rid of chametz is what we call Bitul chametz, but the Bitul has to be done by midday. After midday, you can no longer do Bitul chametz. You can still get rid of it. You still have to get rid of it. Let's say, for example, I'll find some chametz and sell to the rabbi. Let's forget about sale for a moment. I find chametz in Chol HaMoed. Could happen. Right? Could happen. Especially if you have little kids in the house. You find all kinds of things in strange places, you know, that you didn't think about necessarily before. And, you know, half a roll here and a bunch of Cheerios there, right? I forgot to tell me a story once that... right before Pesach, a year like this was late, but it was really hot. It was, they realized, right before Yontif, the woman had set up the table in the dining room, was ready for Yontif, and so it was very hot. They realized it was going to be hot at the table. A lot of people, they turned the air conditioner on the house. They had a war unit, and all of a sudden, out blow Cheerios from the war. Can you imagine the woman shrieking, all the Cheerios like flying right into the table. Table. The kid hid some Cheerios in the air conditioning, right? So that's what happened. I like to tell a story that I can mention, not with the chametz, but one time one of my children stole the afikomen, swiped the afikomen, and of course he fell asleep. By the time he got to Avi Kalman, he was fast asleep. There was no waking him up, you know. All right, so I don't like to ruin everything for the kids, but you can take a different piece of matzah. It's okay. So that's what we did. But then we forgot about it. Totally forgot about it. The following year, when we were searching for the chametz, in a drawer, we found the little bag from the previous year with that half a piece of matzah still there. Fresh as it was. Anyway, but that's one thing. But then the Rambam says the following. This is a really big chiddush. And I want to speak about a little bit tonight. Paragimel Ocha Ches, the Rambam writes, he says, if you had chametz and so on and so forth, lo bito korum sheish b'sheish shos l'malam motza chametz, shay daitel, you know, you forgot about it and so on, you forgot a chametz. So I start to say, if you find chametz on chalamoid, you got to get rid of it. But you can't do bito, can't just, that doesn't work anymore. That's over. You can physically destroy it. You have to physically destroy it. Now, today, there's a different story because it's an assumption that was sold to the non-Jew, to the rabbi. It's a different thing. But anyway, here's what's critical.
Why can't you do bittul
that? Huh? Because the halacha, the chazal say, it's yours. They made, we're going to see in a second. They made a decree. It belongs to you. It doesn't belong to you. You're responsible. Gemara's going to say there are two things which you know, the chazal say, they determine belongs to you, even though in a certain sense it does belong to you. Bor b'shus harabim. Okay, I dig a pit and it was just a closing answer. I got a pit, I don't own it, it's not mine. I didn't dig it, you know, it's not. The answer is, and the other thing is chametz on Pesach. We'll come to that. But here's the key. The Rambam says if you didn't, and you never were mevaret, harez the ovar al bal yirah v'lo yimotze. Kari lo bir v'lo bito. Wait a minute. The Rambam is telling us that there seems to be the isser of bal yirah by yimotze already also on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. He's saying that if you didn't do the search, you forgot about it, whatever, you're violating Bar Rabbi Motzi because you didn't do it. Vein habito atamo lo klum ufi shena b'shuso. It's not really his. Makosav aso k'ilu b'shuso l'chaivo mishum lo yorav alei Motzi. So the simple reading of the Rambam is a bigger chiddush. And not only is there a mitzvah to get rid of it, now I'd eat it, you also have an isser of Bar Rabbi Motzi already in effect on Erev Pesach in the afternoon.
After
midday, right? After midday, comes the Ravid and says, "What are you talking about?" Okay, the Ravid says, "I saw the Ravid." He says, "Amar Avram," right? He says, "Ulai sover zehav mechaber." This author thinks so over misheish shows lamala below your rabbi emotzi from the sixth hour of Erev Pesach. The sheish shows lamala means midday and on. You're over and by your rabbi emotzi. That ain't okay. That's not true, because you look at the psukim that we started with. We speak about by your rabbi emotzi. In both psukim, it says shivas yamim seor lematzvotechem matzoch es shivas hayamim v'lo yirelcha. Look at sources 1 and 2, right? The two psukim say shivas yamim. The iser by Rabbi Motzi is a Pesach iser. So the Rambam says the Rambam, sorry, okay, there's nobody.
The Rambam is 7.5 days.
Yeah, in effect, yes. So that's exactly the Rambam's objection, and it sounds like he's right. In fact, it so sounds like he's right. The Magid Mishnah says he's right. The Rambam is right. It's not what the Rambam meant. Rambam did not mean to say you violate Bal Yirah by a Motzah at Erev Pesach in the afternoon. It can't be. He says, right. Okay? In other words, the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah is saying, in the next source, 18, the Magid Mishnah says that there's no machlokas here. Okay? The Ravid, in criticizing the Rambam, misunderstood what the Rambam said. He's not saying anything different than you said. Okay? He said, what the Rambam said, look what he writes, Masha Kosov Beno Ariz, Omar Avram, and so Eno Kain, right? I and her quotes the Ravid, and he says, but it's not correct. Okay, what the Rama means is that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Okay, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. There's a mitzvah to dispose of the chametz on Erev Pesach. Yes, that's true. Okay, there's a Harei Shabir Rabbeinu in the third line there. Shabir Yud Dalid Ein Bo Ela Mitzvah Sasei Shahashbosa V'Chol Shiva Ova B'Vayir Laimotzi. It's the lot. Again, there's sort of there's an assay and a lav here together. There's the assay to physically destroy the chametz, tashbisu, and then there's a lav by your rabbi emotze. So the assay of tashbisu, yes, that is on the first day. It's a pasuk, but the iser by your rabbi emotze does not take effect till yontif arise. Umasha kosov kan kavanosu lomar sha'achar sheish ein bitul moel elabi. He's just trying to say that after the sixth hour, bitul doesn't work anymore. You have to physically destroy it. And if you didn't physically destroy it, even though you did bitul, you violate kishayagia pesach. When yontif arrives, you think bitul works, so you'll do bitul. Guess what? It doesn't work. So now, comes 8:02, whatever time Yom Tov starts next Friday night, and you have that chametz in your cabinet, by your Rabbi Motzi. That's how the Magid Mishnah learns of Dami. It didn't mean that you violate by your Rabbi Motzi every patient we have to know. It's not true. And a stickle riot to that is, you look at the Rambam in his introduction, to the next source, okay, Nakdoma, the Rambam's introduction to his, I got cut off at the top, I'm sorry, the 19th, the Rambam says, in his introduction to Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he lists off all the mitzvahs. He says there are 8 mitzvahs with regards to Pesach, the Yantar of Pesach, 8 mitzvahs. Okay, 3 asays and 5 los asays, besides the Korban Pesach, that's got its own, that's got another 16. Okay, and of course, it's Yantar, so Malacha and Yantar, but unique to Pesach, you list them up. Okay, Yesh Bechon, Shmona mitzvah, Shosh mitzvah, Chomesh mitzvah, los asay, the Zil Proton, here they are, Aleph, so Lelecho Chomets, Beomar Bosom, and Chatzos, Hayom Lamala. He said it's also Doraisa to eat Chomets on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, to eat it. Good. Beis lahashbis or mebarso the mitzvah sev tashbisu. Gimel shalolechol chametz kol shiva. I'll eat chametz all week. Dalit shalolechol tarovis chametz. Even a mixture of chametz. Even a mixture. You know, it's chametz is bread. Let's have some other food that has chametz ingredients. A mixture not eat either on Pesach. And now 5 and 6. Hare shalol yerare chametz kol shiva. And vav shalol yerare chametz kol shiva. Rambam himself says 7 days. Okay, means the 7 days. So that's what they say. So a lot of the Achonim say that not what the Rambam meant. For example, the Meiri, here's not Achon, here's the Rishon. The Meiri writes also in his commentary of Pesachim Zayman, Alafi Dacha Manatosh Mikol Mashiach Kasav Nusha Yom Yud Dalet Ein Bo Din Bayera Bayamatze. There's no dinner, no requirement. That's a Pesach, a Yantav, a Pesach din, exclusively from the beginning of Yantav to any of the not Erepe. Ein Bo Din. Elosh Rosh Achila. It's a no, fine, the Rabbanon. And he goes, Yesh Cholkim, some say that there is, and Sovim Shekachu Das Gedolei HaMechabrim, the Miri had nicknames for everybody, and that's his nickname for the Rabbanon, Gedolei HaMechabrim, the great authors. The Eino Kein, Sh'af Heim Lo Kivnu Bo Elalav or Babi Yomtev. And some think that's what the Rabbanon meant, that's not what he meant. He meant you violate by your Babi once Yomtev arrives. All he's telling you is that the bittul you do in the afternoon is not going to help, so therefore you're still going to have that chametz when Yomtev arrives. Guess what? You'll be violating by your Babi Yomtev. The Radvaz, and the next one, the Radvaz of David Ibn Zamora, one of the early Achronim, wrote extensive Shalos and Tshuvas, and one volume Hay of his Shalos and Tshuvas, are questions people asked him about the Rambam. Well, the whole volume, the whole section, the Chelek Hay, is called Shalos and Tshuvas L'Loshonos HaRambam. People asked him, what did the Rambam mean by this? How could he say that? You know, so he printed a whole volume of Tshuvas, one of his many volumes of Tshuvas on the Rambam. So this is Simon Kuf Mem Dalad, and that Chelek Hay. Overall, it's Simon Elef Tuf Kuf Yud Zayin. Tshuva number 1117. Wrote a lot of Tshuvas. Anyway. He writes, "Ulein Masha Kosis or Chometz Kol Shiva Umasha Chatzos Talamala Eina Over Bayir Bamatzei Rilu Perk Shlishi Masha Over." Okay, because he quotes the same question. He means Betoch Hamoed Palmar, like we've been saying, means during the Yontif itself. And that's what the Magid Mishnah says, and he brings the Raya from the fact that Rav himself said Kol Shiva, right? And among later authorities, we keep Eger in his commentary on that in the Pesachim Dalam Beis Ozvav. The Rambam understood the Rambam holds over Al Bayom when it's still daytime in Erev Pesach. Although Yosef Kosav Rambam Magid, the Magid Mishnah is right. The Gam Rambam Sro, the Val Yoram, Rak Misha Techshach, and so on. Okay, it's just there's a mitzvah of Tashmisu. And if you didn't do that, then you were Mavata that mitzvah, but you're not over Bayom by Motzi. Okay, so that's a many assume. Okay, and other Rishonim say, without talking about the Rambam, for example, the Marmor Rutenberg, one of his children, was probably from Kufsal Bay, the next source, okay, 23. He writes, Hecha Shem Nimsas Erev Pesach Chito Zor Ba'ofos Mulchon. He has a case where they found some the chicken or the bird, they found some chomets. Achar Vov shows, Afo Pisha Chomets Osme de Raisa, Zakati Ein Osme Mashu Ad Pesach Mamashu Ba'i Rabbi Motze. He says as follows, because it's a big question. We know that on Pesach, chametz is osur b'mashehu. Osur b'mashehu, even the tiniest drop of chametz. Unlike, let's say, basar cholov, you have shbitul b'shishim, and the other ways, you know, you can have non-kosher food mixed with kosher food, you have bitul rov sometimes, whatever. Okay, there's no bitul by any drop of chametz. You could have a tiny drop of chametz in 1,000 kosher for Pesach stuff, it's going to ruin the whole mixture. However,
what about
that? Well, one second. So he says, But that's only if the mixture takes place on Yontif. A mixture takes place now before Pesach, then the regular rules of Bittul apply. So, the Marienburg says that the Isser of Bal Yeroh and Bal Yemotze does not go into effect until the time of Chametz Osur Mashu, which is the arrival of Yontif. Chametz is not Osur Mashu before an ingredient. He said those things go together. Okay, and that's why it was Mate with the fish, they found some Chametz or whatever, they thought it had some Chametz, whatever the case was. Okay, so that's how most of the Rishonim hold. However, first of all, again, despite everybody's theatrics, it's not, you know, the Rambam does seem to imply that it applies to everybody. Everyone rereads the Rambam. But the truth is, you look in the next group of sources, Rashi seems to say that there is Bal Yeroh, Bal Yemotze, even on Erev Pesach. Rashi seems to say, Gemara says in Pesachim, in the next source, 24, Michti, Dalanal, Bein Lebihud, Bein Lebmeir, Chometz, Eino Oser, Elam, Shei Shos, Omala. Okay? Chometz, Midorais, is Oser from the 6th hour, and on. Okay? Bein Lebihud, whatever Machokas there is. Okay? So, Rashi says, the next source, important Rashi, Pesachim, Dalanal, Bein Lebmeir, Bein Lebihud, how early did the Rabbanan say you have to stop? We know it's a couple hours earlier in the morning, etc. Chometz eino osim in haTorah bebal yeroa ubachila ela mishay shows. Rashi says bal yeroa and achila. It's also ready mishay shows. So you know you can reread the Rabbanan. It's tough to reread this Rashi. Yeah. It's tough to reread this Rashi. All this creative reading the Rambam doesn't really work for this Rashi. Furthermore, this is a Gemara in Bava Kama. I just alluded to it before in response to Dr. Takeh's question. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Chav Tesim Abayz, source 27. The Amar Rebbe Lezer Mishum Yishmael, Shnei Dvarim Einan Bereshus Shosh'orim, Vassana Kosgilein Bereshus Shosh'orim, Eloheim, Bor Bereshus Harabim, V'chomitz Mishay Shosh Lomala. A famous Gemara, Bor Bereshus Harabim, and Chometz Mishesh Shoh Sulamalam. It doesn't really belong to, but the Chacham said it is. You can do Bittul, but it doesn't matter. The Bittul is not affected. And Rashi there, in Bava Kama, next source, 27, Rashi says, Mishesh Shoh Sulamalam, Ein Chometz Bereshuso, De'isei Oseh Bahanoah, right, did I have an Ilanoah, but Va'asoa Kosev Ki'ilu Bereshuso, Lavor Olav Bebal Yeroh Bahayimotzei. You can't do Bittul anymore. And it's not just, well, you can't do Bittul, so he says, Lavor Bal Yeroh Bahayimotzei. Now, you could kvetch into Rashi. Oh, it means once Yontif starts. It's not the Pashas and Rashi. So it looks like Rashi holds Bal Yeroh Bahayimotzei is already in effect on Erev Pesach and the Yafsinu. Now, maybe, what? Yes, it means loosely Shivas Yom. Shivas 7 plus, around 7. It's a good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. That's the other way. But now, the question is, why did Rashi say that? Maybe the Chachamim also kilu hubershuso, right? Was not lavar al bayar al baymate, but rather the mitzvah tashmisu that you can't do tashmisu. It's for tashmisu, not for bayar al baymate. That's not what Rashi said. So the Ritz Zalman Melton Evan Ezra on the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Aleph Beis says no, it's got to be that. And he wants to explain why the Rambam says by Rabbi Motze, V'chein Pirish Rashi V'Vakama. So this is Zalman says Rashi and the Rambam agree. He doesn't go for all these fancy reads in the Rambam. He says the Pashas is that it's talking about Erev Pesach in the afternoon. There's already by Rabbi Motze. And he says because the issue of whether it's Bershuso or not Bershuso has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Rak L'inyan Din by Rabbi Mahani Bittul V'chadar Sefri L'Arela Cha. But tell Belimcha, he learns that from Sukkim that the whole din of Bittul is based on L'Arei L'Cha, so then B'in HaBereshuso. The fact that it has to be in your possession is a din in Tashbisu, not a din in Bal Yeroh. Okay? Because Tashbisu doesn't say L'Cha. It doesn't have to be Bereshuso for Tashbisu. Okay? So it's a din in Bal Yeroh B'Yemotze. So therefore, that's what motivates him to say that there's a din of Bal Yeroh B'Yemotze already on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Okay? It's a little bit of a stretch, I think, but that's his line. Okay. Now, it comes to the Noda Behuda. What?
At what point is
there Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Please start on it. Now look at the next source, okay? 29, the next page. I'm not going to say the whole thing. It's a Noda Behuda as a tshuva, Chelek Archaim Sin Chof. He begins by saying, V'hinei Das, I'll read part of it inside, part of it inside. V'hinei Das, over Al Okay? Right, that's what the Rabbi says. There's no buyer of it, so to my fault. The Da'as HaRav HaMagid, because of Rav HaMagid, the Da'as HaRav HaMagid, that's the Magid, that Gam HaRambam sober came. V'chein who Da'as HaRbei Poskim Rishonim HaChonim, we just saw some of them. A lot of Rishonim assume the Rambam's not, he also holds there's no buyer on the afternoon. It's not to my fault. V'kimat kol HaChonim Ochzu Shar She'ein Shum Sofing B'davar, no question. Ad Shalofi HaMeforzim Rav Poskim Ein Shum Poskim Cholak B'davar U'poshet Etzlam She'gam HaRambam Sofer Kain. Most Rishonim, we just saw a bunch of them. They all hold the Rambam never meant to say this by Rabbi Amotze on her patient. It's not Pesach yet. And Shivas Yomim and all the riots. Ani lo kenech shov. I don't think so. It takes on everybody. I don't think it's correct. L'dati HaDavar Poshet She'omer B'vayra Atzei Mechatzo Sulamala. K'shem she'osim in HaTor B'achila Mechatzo Sulamala. Okay, so too by Rabbi Amotze. Rabbi Yehuda has no problem saying, I think the Rambam meant what he said, and I agree with him. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, and all these other people, now he writes, the next line, you know, Hine Ofrani Tachas Kape Rabbi Magid, I mean, the Magid Mishnah, you know, I'm like dust at his feet, you know, he speaks humbly. Other Rachonim already say that the Magid Mishnah, you know, you got to go with the Magid Mishnah. He, in terms of the Rambam, he had the best read of the Rambam. I don't know if it agrees with that, but that's what some say. But anyway, another who says that here too. However, but here I just ain't a Nachon. What am I tell you? I got to speak my mind. So the Behuda, I think the Magid Mishnah is, you know, great, and I'm like nobody compared to him. But so of course, somebody, he's not right on this matter. Okay, and he says, if the Rambam meant that it's just a matter of not being able to do bittul. Right, that's how he reads the Rambam. That really means you can't do tashbisu anymore, right? Because it's not yours. You can't do bittul. So says the Rambam, well, he should have written that. The Rambam, we know, is usually pretty precise in his language. So look at the end of that paragraph. He should have written, just say, you can't do bittul anymore. Because not Bershuso. What is he writing about Bayer? So he says, therefore he says, the Rambam meant what he said. So then what is it? What's the pshat? How do you know? I mean, where did he get this idea suddenly that Bayer, forget the Shivas Yomim, but where did he get the idea that Bayer, it's very strange to say that Bayer, by once, they should apply on Erev Pesach. It didn't be out of Pesach. Well, but kind of, okay, there's an Israchil already because of the Korban Pesach, but the Korban Pesach, you know, I mean, you know, to say that there's also going to be a lav of Bayerah, Bayamotze, you got to get rid of it before, that's what I say, right? But so he says, yeah, but I'll tell you why. Okay, because he says the following. I'm going to say it outside. There's a pasuk of which says, Achbar Shem Tashbisu Sa'or Matechem. Sa'or is the magic word here, the word Chomet. That's also the pasuk of Bayerah, Larecha Sa'or. So he says as follows. Anyway, he says, whenever the mitzvah of Tashbisu applies, the Tashbisu, he's basically saying that Tashbisu and Bayirah are heads and tails of the same coin. Okay? And he has a whole lumdus that Tashbisu, let's say I would find the Chametz, like I said before, guy. Second day Chalmud came home and found them, said donut, it's not something in the house. Forget about the sale to the guy. Again, we usually assume that today, if you find something, you probably shouldn't destroy it. If you find something Chalmud's on Pesach in your house, you should put it in the cabinet with the Chalmud stick of stuff because it was sold to the guy. It's not really yours to because when we, even though, let's say, I and many other rabbis, so we write in the star where the Chalmud is found. But we always put in the document, we're selling the Chalmud to Mr. Brown, or that's found especially in the following locations, because you want to be covered. You know, you forgot that in the attic there was a box of noodles that you bought from Costco last year, so, you know, it's still sitting there. You forgot about it. So just in case, we say most of it, yeah, he's put it in the cabinet downstairs and he had it in the storage room near the garage, but there's also, just in case. So the Lamais, more than what's actually written on a document, it's included in the sale. It covers everything. It'll protect everybody. But the mail, that means if you find chametz on Pesach, you shouldn't destroy it. It belongs to the goy. It is. The only thing is, one can make a case that if you found half a roll, maybe that wasn't included in the sale because who wants to buy that? And I'm saying you wouldn't have included in the sale, would have thrown it out. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be in the sale. You include, you know, noodles, you include whatever you sell. But the half-eaten donut that the kid left and it's half stale now wasn't the sale. Anyway, there you could argue should destroy it. In any event, the Rabbi Huda is convinced, he says, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu applies, okay, the whole yontif. Not just, even though it says Ach Be'Roshon Tashbisu, I might have thought the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on the first day. It means it starts on the first day. But whatever this Bal Yeroa, this Tashbisu, it's almost like, and he says it, it's called the last few lines, Nita Klasei, Alav HaNita Klasei. Alav HaNita Klasei means you have a Lo Saseh, which can be rectified by an Asseh. It's a classic example. Now the seal, you can rectify, right? You give back. That's called a Lav HaNita Klasei. There's a Lav, but it can rectify by an Asseh. So here too, says another Behuda, it's the same idea. There's a Lav, Bal Yeroa, Bal Yemotzei. Okay, if you find something on Pesach that didn't belong to the guy, or you didn't have it, so having it sold to the guy, now you find this chametz on Pesach. So the lav is you're in violation by your rabbi Motzah, but you can now, you have an assay to cancel the lav for the rest of the yontif. Whatever happened till now, okay, it was shogeg, whatever, but now you better get disposed of it. So he says, the mitzvah of Tashbisu and by your rabbi Motzah, heads and tails are the same coin. And that's the Rabbi Yehuda's point, that Tashbisu lasts, is in effect the whole week, and yes, you've got to get rid of it. Now, on Shabbos or Yontif, you can't get rid of his muktzes. They said, cover it up, fine. But now, here's the clincher of us. Says, if that's the case, then it's heads and tails of the same coin the other way also. On Erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, then there's a ready mitzvah of Bal Yeroa. That's his lumbus. The post is Shivas Yomim. Yeah, we have to have a latitude, right? But Enochanami, that was about Rabbi Raya, but Enochanami, but it says greater 7 days, but Enochanami. But that's the lumdus of the. You hear what he's saying? That's the chap and the Rabbi Behuda, the Tashbisu, and so he's really talking about the other side. He's talking about. Oh, he's talking about. Okay, there's a mitzvah Tashbisu the whole week because that's the opposite side of a Bayer Rabbi Motzei. It's the rectification of Bayer Rabbi Motzei. But Mela, if Tashbisu is in effect, already an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, which everyone agrees it is, then so is Bayer Rabbi Motzei. Heads and tails of the same coin. There's a fascinating comment from the Ksavta, so it's 30, from the Ksavta Kabbalah. Ksava Kabbalah, written by Jacob C. Mecklenburg, a great German Gedolin. Kabbalah here doesn't mean mysticism. Kabbalah means the oral tradition. Ksava Kabbalah. He basically shows, very, very creative, very sensitive to language, one of these types of works. So he basically shows that if you read, if you know how to read Psukim, you can find Chazal's, you know, interpretations. There are many different layers of interpretation of the Torah. And the Ksav HaKabbalah wants to show you the Ksav, what's written, and the oral tradition, it's in the Psukim, if you know how to read the Psukim right. So he discusses here, he actually refers to this discussion by the Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, the Ksav HaKabbalah says, it's a very beautiful. Look back for a moment at the Pasuk, where is it? Let's see. In Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tesvav. The mitzvah Tashbisu. Source 6. About the first page, source 6. The Ksav HaKabbalah said outside. He posits the following. He says, in biblical Hebrew, sometimes you have a pasuk or several psukim. We have a few different clauses, four different clauses. So in biblical Hebrew, 1, 2, 3, 4, clause 3 goes with clause 1. And clause 4 goes with clause 2. That's a grammatical style, stylistic of biblical Hebrew. Okay? So before we see it in our psukim, I printed here some of his proofs. So take a look at 31. Pasuk and Parshat Mishpat, nothing to do with Pesach. Our Kav Dal response, Pasuk and Beis. By Omar Hashem and Moshe, Alei Eli Ahara Ve'ehei Esham. This is when Hashem summons Moshe to come up to receive the Luchos, right? Alei Eli Ahara Ve'ehei Esham. Okay, that's fine. That's interesting. Now, here, look at the second half of the puzzle. The etna lecha es luchos ha'even. I will give you the stone tablets, the luchos. The Torah, the hamitzvah, and I'll teach you all the Torah and the mitzvahs. Asher kosavti, which I wrote, lehor osam, to teach them. So says the Ksav HaKabbalah, wait a second. The Torah wasn't complete yet. The mitzvahs, that's not. What's Hashem giving that he wrote? The luchos. The luchos were written. But the Torah and the mitzvah wasn't written, so that phrase, Asher Kasavti, he says, yes, it's four clauses. So, V'etna l'chos, l'chos, Evan is clause one, V'atorah v'mitzvah is clause two, Asher Kasavti is three, and L'horah Sam is four. So, Asher Kasavti modifies l'chos, Evan. V'etna l'chos, l'chos, Evan, Asher Kasavti, right? V'atorah v'mitzvah, L'horah Sam, and the Torah will teach the people. You follow? You see this example? Okay, or another example he gives in 32, Parshas Truma. By the Kruvim. Okay, it says, Mosiso Shnayim Kruvim Zov, Okay, Vosisha Shnaim Kruvim Zav, that's clause one. Miksha Tasa Oso Mishnei Ketos HaKaporas, right? Make them out of one piece of metal from the Kaporas. Yutes, Vasei Kruv Echor Mikotzem Zer, Kruv Echor Mikotzem Zer. And then Mina Kaporas Tasu Es Kruv Mishnei Ketos. So again, you put them together. Here it's spread over two psukim. He says, Vasisha Shnaim Kruvim Zav. In what manner? Next pasuk. Kruv Echor Mikotzem Zer, Kruv Echor Mikotzem Zer. And then clause two, right back in pasuk ches, miksha taseh so mishnei ketosa kaparis is modified by four. I mean, a kaparis taseh zakum mishnei ketosa. You follow? Or perhaps an even easier one to understand. And then that's the last one we'll look at just to see it. Okay? He says in the next source. He says the line of the last 33, the last days of Pesach, Shushan Pesach. We read right the Pesach, the Mitzrayim are pursuing the Bnei Yisrael. Right? By year the full Mitzrayim achareihem. The Egyptians pursued them and found them by the Yamsu. Kol sus rechev paro for osho v'chelo, all of Paro's horses and all the king's men, you know, all his chariots, etc. Al piachiros if they Baal Tzafon, in a place called piachiros by Baal Tzafon. So again, the pasuk's chopped up. So says the Ksav Avraham, no, 1, 2, 3, and 4. One is vayudafu mitzrayim achareim. Who's that? Clause 3. Kol sus rechev paro for osho v'chelo. Who is the Mitzrayim? Explain all of his soldiers and his chariots and so on. Vayasigu osam chonim alayom is clause two. Okay, where? Al pi achiros, he's named Baal Tzafon. So you see, that's the stylistic. Now let's come back. Now look at source six. Now says the Ksava Kabbalah. What does it say in our pasuk? The original pasuk by Tashbisu. Very strange pasuk. Shivas Yamim Park Yud Bays Bashbov Shmos Postesvav, so six. Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu. Okay, good. Eat matzah 7 days. Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Sorami Batechem. Get rid of all chametz. Right? Ki kolocho chametz v'nichus ha'nefeshim Yisrael. Miyom HaRishon v'ad Yom HaShvi. It's also a chopped up pasuk. Right? So says the Ksav HaKabbalah. No, you read it like this. Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu. You have to eat matzahs for 7 days. Why? Clause 3. Ki kolocho chametz v'nichus ha'nefeshim. That's why. Keni chametz. Now, Ach bayom harishon tashbisu, sorma teichem. When bayom harishon yom hashvi. That's how we know that all 7 days is the mitzvah of tashbisu. You follow? He agrees with the Nodeb Yehuda that there's a mitzvah of tashbisu all week, but not because it's heads and tails in the same coin as Bayeroa, right? But because that's what the pasuk says. You read the pasuk properly. We all agree that you have to do the chazal say you got to destroy your chametz if you find anything on Pesach and doesn't belong to the guy. Says the Ksav, how do I know that says the pasuk? If you read the pasuk, I think you should read it, he said. If that's the case, though, the Huda's Raya, in terms of our question, goes out the window, because the Huda's Raya was, well, how do we know we have to do Tashbisu all week? Because it's heads and tails on the same coin, Bayera, and the male, it's heads and tails on Erev Yontif too. But if you read like the Ksav Kabbalah, it's not because Bayera and Tashbisu are connected. Tashbisu is the whole week of Pesach, because that's what the pasuk says the way he reads it. So maybe it's not the Raya. But anyway, the Huda, interesting. The Huda, right. Yeah. No, it's just Erev Pesach still. That doesn't change.
Through the seventh day.
Through the seventh day. If you find chametz, you got to get rid of it. Yeah. You're right, but yes. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's what I thought was very interesting in Ksav HaKabbalah. Anyway, one of the other things is, I wanted to share with you the Gemara says, "Pesachim Chof Ches on Av Gaon Amid Beis." Okay, because the Yehuda goes on to say that really he thinks he insists his position of the Rambam is correct, and he says, "I won't change the Rambam. I don't think I'm going to change the Rambam." He gives his reason again. The Ksav HaKabbalah, I thought, was very clever. It's a grammatical point, but I know he didn't have to read it that way, or maybe he could, maybe he didn't read it that way. But anyway, he said, "Hinei Rav Nadav Yehuda." You know, wondered about it, but I don't have to wonder. It's in the pasuk says Ksav HaKabbalah. But anyway, he goes on to prove that he thinks that the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, with the Rambam insisting that you do have Bayra, is actually machlokas tanoim. Because it says in Chav Chesam Aleph, the Tanya, Chometz bein lifnei bein zmano bein achas vana overlov the lav, okay? Meaning in the afternoon, lifnei zmano and lachas vana arashis overlov Pesach, after Pesach, you get a lav. Okay, and Tolk's mana over the lava car is Dibbe Behuda. Okay, In other words, on Erev Pesach, there is an issur to eat chametz on Erev Pesach, yes. But it's not an issur kares the way it is on Pesach itself. That's who says. Shimon says
it's an issur deraisa, but not
not of kares. A lav. It's just a regular lav. Shimon says chametz liftas varachas on ein arvelo belokum. Togs mano arvelo bekares lav. There's no issur before the deraisa level. Anyway, in the context of that sugya, the Gemara says on Chav Chesam Beis. He says, and who the proofs from here, he says, and basically, you know, I don't have time to go into it now, but basically the proofs that the Machlokas of Shimon revolves around whether there's an issue of Bayero already of Erev Pesach, okay? And he says, if you hold Lo Sochal Olav Chometz, and it's true, like that it applies, like Huda says, on Erev Pesach as well, then there's also a lav of Bayero by Emotze. Because he says, you look in the psukim, okay, the mitzvah of achilas chametz, of course, no mitzvah of achilas chametz in Erev Pesach, all right? So then the losa says, so all of us with techem also shouldn't apply till nightfall. But if you hold it, there's already an issur of eating chametz, I'm sorry, there's already an issur of eating chametz on, according to Yehuda, there's an issur of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. So then you can extend Bayero also. We'll leave it at that. Okay, then he says you can extend Bayero the same way you extended. That's another Behuda that continues in that Shuvah and a subsequent Shuvah. Okay, we'll skip a couple and we'll move ahead. Okay, just one or two other approaches in the, according to this. Okay, he says, the Lamedus is, the Sholem Eishev also. Let's move to 43. The Sholem Eishev Madura Kamachel Gimel Sim Reish Chav Gimel says Tzarich Lomar De Be'emes Yesh Lomar De Tashbisu Eino Rak Letikun Halav Shelo Yavar Bal Yura. The Tashbisu is the way to rectify the lav. Well, if that's the case, if it's Tashbisu Erev Pesach, you can argue this by Yura Erev Pesach too. So it comes out to him the same way. Okay. The Chaim Ozer and his tshuva is Achiezer Chelagimel Sim Beis Olsi Gimel. The next one
prevent.
Well, prevent from violating from here going forward.
But then if it's prevent, then it doesn't have to be a lot of error for it, like you.
Well, but if there's Tashbisu, okay, you're right. You're right. You could say that. But that's he says a tikkun. Okay, I hear that. But the Chaim Ozer also writes. Okay, look at the next source. Tshuva Achiezer 44. Look at the end of the third line. He says. V'im kein yesh lomar tashbisu u'bayor b'hadde hadad dekasi. Heads and tails, you know, he says pretty much heads and tails are the same coin. The Sefer HaChinuch clearly holds not this way, because he writes in the next verse 45, Mitzvah Yorala, Sholei motze chomes b'rishusenu kol yemei ha-Pesach. Okay, and a Mitzvah Chof. Sholei chomes b'chomo shalem kol shivis yemei ha-Pesach. So he, the HaChinuch very often follows the Rambam, not here. Okay, he says only a din on Pesach itself. And the Minchas Chinuch comments in Oz Aleph, he says clearly, "Eino over." But the next source, okay, "Eino over by Yerol by Motzei, Rak B'Shivis and Mepesen only." And that's like the Ravid, okay. It's not like the Rambam. And he mentions that others disagree, but he does say, one second, I will find the line. He does say that when that which the Rambam printed in the the Shivas Yamim, the Rambam itself in his introduction when we said Shivas Yamim, so Minchas Chinuch says because the Rambam is only talking about what's explicit in the pasuk. He says Shivas Yamim is explicit in the pasuk, but that'll answer your question too. Minchas Chinuch says it doesn't mean only 7 days. It means 7 days. He mentions, because what is he doing in that Akdama? He's listing off the mitzvahs of the Torah that are explicit. That's what he writes, right? It's only, Ein Amona El Amashabah Mefurish B'Torah, okay? And not with that which is learned out, incidentally, by Chazal, still be deraisa. Okay, that's how he gets out of that problem, okay? But anyway, so then, as you see, there are different approaches to this whole, to solving this this difficult Rambam. The Ragat Shover, the next source, 49, in his comment, the Rambam, Paragim Alach HaChester, also has an ingenious suggestion. He says, no, what the Rambam maybe means is not that you're over by Yerol by Yomotze on Erev Pesach, but if you still have the Chometz in your possession once Pesach arrives, so it's retroactively considered like you're in violation already on Erev Pesach. So you get a bigger issue, so to speak. Okay, that's what he says. Right, over the mafreya me'achar chatzos. Im hishos or gam bepesach, then over the mafreya me'achar chatzos. Okay, but if you destroyed it before, if you destroyed it in the afternoon, you need Pesach to arrive to make you violating retroactively. If you destroyed it erev Pesach in the afternoon, by the time Pesach arrived, it was gone. So therefore, you didn't over it. You weren't over retroactively. Not that it's by your own by a month and erev Pesach, and that there is in a certain sense, but only if it was still intact when Pesach arrived. And that's his creative solution. Okay, and finally, and then we'll move to finish. And the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Bo has a long. He says the machlokas is how do we know the Issur Achilas Chometz on Erev Pesach altogether? Okay, it says Matzos S. It's in the Chilta, which I printed in the next source 50 there. The Chilta and then Sefer Bishul Parshu Yud Zayin. It says the Talmud all Matzos Yechal Eish Shiva Yomim, and that's what Yehuda learns. You got to get rid of it. So the Meshech Chochma says that if you learn that there's an Issur of Achilas Chometz on Erev Pesach on the Pesach S, so then Bayor by Matzos in that same Pesach. That's the second source, back in source 2, Perkazim Pasuk Zion. So if you darshan that Pasuk that way, so that's the source of Issur Achilas Chometz and Erev Pesach, then you can argue that there is, in fact, by Yerubayim, what's Erev Pesach too, because it's in the same Pasuk. And the others don't darshan that way, so that's the Machoz Ramah the Rabbin. All right, let me just finish up. What's the halacha after all this is done? So in 51, the Shulchan Aruch says, Simon Tafman Gimel Sif Aleph. Chometz mivav shol salama b'yom yudal osu b'hanah, okay? Surah Chachamim shtei shows kodem, and the Chachamim made the issue a couple hours earlier, so on the fifth hour, okay? He speaks about osu b'hanah. The Magen Avraham says, the next source, the Aram Sukkot Na'al, the Magen Avraham says, osu b'hanah, midoraisa, u'mikomokom eino over b'bayiru aralayla. The Magen Avraham learns there's no. However, maybe that's the Rambam meant. Maybe he didn't mean that. But at the end of the day, we paskin there's no bayiru until the night. That's what Mishnah Berurah also says. Okay, bayiru b'amotzi yiskimu up kama poskim de'ain over masha masha chometz misheishos solamava kolzman shelo higia yemei pesach gufa. That's I understand. Shivas yamim means shivas yamim, and not seven the greater days or however else we want to explain it before. Okay, you don't over bayiru b'amotzi. Until now, you violate Tashmitsu, he says, if you didn't destroy it. You fulfill, you're about to the mitzvah of Tashmitsu. Okay? And the Sharatian says, that's what the Ragged Mishnah says, and the Raibin, and the Ram Bar Baruch, Ram Rutenberg, and many others. But he does say, and the Sharatian there knows Bez in the top of Ben Gibel, the fact is that Rashi Mamakama, we saw it, and the Rashi Psachim implied there is Bayer on our face, he says also, so there are some people who say like that. Okay. So I just want to end by saying, you know, Derech HaDrush, what comes out is at least according to some Rishonim, maybe the Rambam, certainly looks like that from Rashi, and the Sharatian says it like that from the Rabbi Elchanan, Balita, there's an Isser of Bayir Rabbi Amatz already in Erev Pesach, which means that Pesach actually starts on Erev Pesach. That's what comes out. Pesach really starts on Friday, so that's early. Certainly we can't do it, not all the mitzvahs, Sipri Tzvi Zion, you can't do it, come back down in a second. But it's interesting, the Rosh discusses, and the Poskim discuss, the Rosh Hamsachim Parak Aleph Siman Yud, Source 55. You know, this next Thursday night, a week from tonight, we're going to do B'dikas Chometz. When was the last time we did B'dikas Chometz? Last year. So how come we don't make a Shechiyonu? Usually you do a mitzvah for the first time, after not having done it a long while, make a Shechiyonu. Right, so how come next week we're going to say the Baruch HaAlbir Chometz? We don't make the Baruch HaBedikas Chometz. We say Albir Chometz because that's the ultimate purpose. The Bedika was it search and destroy. You got to search and then destroy, right? That's the mission. So search and destroy mission. So they make the Baruch HaAlbir Chometz. What happened to the Shechiyonu?
Okay.
Huh?
About the holiday.
Oh, but one second. What?
It's a preparation.
Yeah, but still, you're right. So basically he says, what you're saying, he says, ultimately, this mitzvah is not, is HaMitzvah Zu Eina El Latar HaRegel. And you know what? Since you're going to say Shechiyonu at Kiddush on Friday night, that Shechiyonu counts also for the B'dikas Chometz the night before. Right? Huh? The Shechiyonu counts. Memela, in a certain sense, Erev Pesach is already a din in Pesach. The Shechiyonu on Erev, as I say, Pesach at the Seder, at the end of Kiddush, it works retroactively. The other Pesach that may have. Taz says like that also. Okay, he says, Issur Chometz is called a regular. What do you mean? It's a weekday. It's a regular weekday, you know. All right, anyway, so that's one thing, one point where we saw that, we see that come into play. One or two other things, Okay? In Hilchos Avelos, the Shulchan Aruch says in the next page, Siman Shin Sadi Tes, here there, Sif Gimel, okay? He says, from a certain point on, in Kovaris Mesa Shiyo and Kodar Rego, we know that if Yontif arrives, Yontif breaks Shiva, Rachman Al-Fan, right? Somebody's sitting Shiva, Yontif arrives, it could be 2 days, it could be 2 hours, Shiva's over, Shiva's canceled, okay? And if Shiva's over, it cancels the Shloshim, right? If Yontif breaks the Shiva and the Shloshim, that we know, okay? And he writes, and the Erev Pesach, Mutar Hachol, Mutar Bakol, Achar Chatzos HaMizman, Shiva's the Pesach. An Erev Pesach also breaks the, and from here comes a common mistake. Okay, a lot of people think they have Shiva, so of course there's Shabbos during the Shiva. So they think Friday afternoon, after Chatzos, everything is okay to be able to get up, and so it's not true. It's not correct, it's a common misconception. Friday afternoon, you have to sit Shiva also, till when? Till whatever you need to get ready for Shabbos. Right? There's no Avelos on Shabbos, so you have to change out of your Avelos garments. Okay, so I don't know, everybody's different. Half hour, I don't know, I don't want to give a fixed time. But, you know, this idea that an Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Shabbos to Shiva, you can get up and ready with midday is a misconception. As a matter of fact, I heard once that Rav Schwab,
Zichron Lebracha. Would that be the last day or a middle
day? Doesn't matter, in the middle, it doesn't matter. The last day is a difference. The last day, you can always get up, the last seventh day, we always end right in the morning.
Anyway.
That's different. But I'm talking about the middle of the week. In the middle of the week, I had it, the middle of the week. So I didn't. I sat Shiva the whole Shabbos afternoon, right before Shabbos. I changed, whatever, the 10 minutes, whatever. Everybody's different. But you know what? It's not like midday. They told me that Rav Shwam Zichron Lebracha, Breuer, one of the teachers, then he would dafka pay a Shiva call to people on Friday afternoon. That's where he would go because he wanted to make sure they were still sitting Shiva on Friday afternoon. None of this Chatzos business. Where does the Chatzos business come from? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is different. And the B'r Gur writes, okay, in the next source, B'r Gur writes in Zichron Tes. Of Erev Pesach, near the Choshev Kemo Moed. It's already like the Yontif a little bit. It's already a little bit like Yontif already on Erev Pesach. And this will explain something else. What it holds by Bali Rabbi Matzah, not on Erev Pesach. This is a Pasuk in Parshat Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches, a major Pasuk for Pesach. Vigadot alavincha b'yom ahu le'mor, b'avu ezeh asos shem li b'tzeis mitzrayim. So the Mechilta there on that Pasuk says, and we have it almost verbatim in the Haggadah, Vigadot alavincha, it says, Shomea Ani, we have a little different. Yochol, Yochol Merosh Chodesh, right? You remember that? Yochol Merosh Chodesh, Tamalom Ba'amahu. Iba Amahu, Yochol Merosh Chodesh, Tamalom Ba'amahu, Long after Beshoz Yesh Matzamor Merochom Honecha. It's right by the Arba Barim to the Arba Banim. Right? So we have, what do you mean? Well, first of all, what does Yochol Merosh Chodesh mean? Yochol is a Havamin. Havamin, you can do the mitzvah of Sipri Tizram, I mean, on Rosh Chodesh. I don't have a Havamin. The answer is because of Chodesh Zelochem Rosh Chodeshim. Right, everything started Rosh Chodesh. We read last week Pashta Chodesh. Fine. But then it says, okay, no. But Yochol Bayom Ahu, Bivol Jom. What do you mean Bayom Ahu? Why would you think Bayom Ahu means on Erev Pesach? Yochol Bivol Jom, when it's still day before the Seder. In the afternoon. Why would you think that? Okay, the Gemara says, no, Talmud Omer, it's got to be when there's a mitzvah Matzah Mar, and that's only the case on Pesach night itself. Okay, but according to what we're saying, no, Erev Pesach already, even if it's a Havamina, there's a Havamina, it's rejected, but at least a Havamina also has to make sense. There's a Havamina, you could already be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Sipri Tzvi Tzvayim, talking about it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon.
Because they brought the Korban?
Well, I'm not saying that's because they brought the Korban, I'm saying it independently, it's possible. And the truth of the matter is, getting back to Bal Yeroam, this will finish, the Ran, it's a fascinating Ran in Pesachim, first page of the Riff in the Ran. He says, you know, usually we're accustomed to thinking that when you have a Syog is a protective fence around the Raveh, like the Chachamim always make right? It says, Asu Syog LaTorah, right? So the Rabbanan said, even though according to the Torah, you're allowed to eat chicken and milk, it's only red meat and milk, they made a Syog, don't eat chicken and milk either, because people tend to consider chicken meat, we call it white meat, dark meat, right? That's a Syog. But there are sometimes you have a siog that's from the Torah. And the Ran says, that's an example. You know why does Bayur Abayimotze, why have that? Because you may come to eat it. I'm not worried about eating it instead of pork, even if I have it in my fridge. Because you know what? I tell us all the time. Bread, you know, you could imagine, you know, Tuesday night at Chalamoid, 11:30 at night, you're tired, you come down, you want a snack, and you open the fridge, you forgot there was Pesach, and they have a piece of cake that you'll eat it. So it's a human mistake, right? So therefore, Bayur Abayimotze is, But what I'm trying to say is, you know, it takes place Erev Pesach. It's already, Erev Pesach has a din a little bit like Pesach. And just to end in the middle of the drush, very interesting thing. We call it Pesach. What's Pesach? Passover, right? So I printed the psukim there in the source 62, the psukim, Parshas Bo, Perek Beis, Pesach Zion. V'lokum en adam, that it take the blood on the doorpost, put on the doorpost as we know. And later on in the parak, V'omer Hashem lingofes v'tzayim, and he'll see the dam, and he'll pass over that house. And when the children ask what it's all about, he passed over, right? We make a big business about a Kodesh Baruch Hu passing over the houses. In fact, and the Mishnah says, and it's in the Haggadah too, Mishnah Sachem Kufta Zayim and Aleph Tamei Beis 61, the Mishnah says, it's in the Seder. Kol Shalom, Ad Shol Storm, Pesach, Loyotzeh Chavoso. Elohim, Pesach, Matzamor. Pesach is what? Hashem, Sheposach, Hamokam, Otev, Sinim, Mitzrayim, etc. Well, what is it? Well, why is the fuss they pissed? The answer is they saved the lives, but there's something else to it. It's because we put the dumb. So it's a very interesting observation. All the other makas didn't impact the Jews either. Right? The Jews' blood didn't turn, Jews' water didn't turn to blood. The Jews didn't have frogs here, frogs there. Okay? And what did they have to do? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Until the last one, Makas Bechoros. Suddenly, you want to be spared the maka, you better do something in advance. Right? There's a requirement to do something in advance. It's not true of the makas. It was automatic. So why couldn't this be automatic to only the Mitzvah would be punished? And so by this point, the Bnei Yisrael had to have mitzvahs under their belt. That's the pasuk. It's also in the Seder. Yecheskel Park Tazayin Vavin Zayin. Whatever Alayach Verech Mitzvoseses V'Mayach. We say the Brits. Vavolach with the Mayachi, but the Mayachi because Revova Ketzena Chason and Satich. Right. Ba'at Eirom V'Area. Okay, it's in the Agoradis Tzukim also. Rashi is Eirom V'Area. Rashi Yecheskel Park Tazayin Pazayin. Eirom V'Area Min HaMitzvos. Okay. That they were naked of mitzvahs. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, two types of dam. That's in the Pirkei Avos, Perek Chavtes. Dam mitzvah, dam milah. Right? Dam Pesach and dam milah. Meaning, we want to be zochet to the geula of Pesach, then we have to do something in advance of Pesach. Even before Pesach arrives. Leil Pesach is the night of the geula. That's what I'm saying. Erev Pesach, maybe that's Erev Pesach takes on. We have to do things already on Erev Pesach. Of course, we do much earlier than Erev Pesach in terms of getting ready. But I'll call upon him Erev Pesach. Right? Erev Pesach is attached to the holiday. In what sense? In the sense of what we do or we don't do, if you say Ba'ir Rabbi Matzah. We have to be worthy, so to speak, of Pesach. There's no other Yantif like that. I mean, there's a din of Achana prepared for Shabbos and so on. Ben Ami Yom told me, there's no din of Yantif, and maybe Tosefis, you know, Kippur, you have to eat before. Okay, but there's no din where we already take on many of the dinner of the holiday on Erev Pesach. Why, if we want to be zochet to the Yeshua, to the Geula of Pesach, we have to play a role. It's the only makkah that was like that. This is the 10th one, and the major one. We have to show our commitment. And so on. So maybe that's the idea of Erev Pesach. We have to do something or not do something that we've extended Erev Pesach weeks before. You know, I always like Rabbi Zita's comment that, you know, on Erev Pesach we say in the Kol Chamira that any chametz should be like dust. Right? He said, for the last 2 weeks, we said any piece of dust is like hummus. We have to get rid of everything. So it's an incisive comment. But Lamaisa, good, so we would do a spring cleaning, fine. But Erev Pesach has a certain importance to it in terms of our role getting ready for Pesach. We deserve the Yeshua if we take steps in advance. Have a wonderful Shabbos, or Shabbos HaGadol. Those interested, I give my Shabbos HaGadol Joshua in the morning. It's 11:30, Be'ez Hashem. And my shul is a Kiddush at 11, and Joshua afterwards. The topic is Ein Maftir Achar Pesach Afi Kolman. And if I don't see you, certainly we should have a chag kosher for next time. Okay.
Have a